The settlement was just a wide place in the road. And if it had a name, Chaz Ferguson had never heard of it. He didn't care. There was a saloon, which also doubled as a general store. A blacksmith shop was the only other business. Across the road were two churches, a Baptist and a Methodist, Dunkers and Sprinklers. A handful of houses completed the community. All that mattered to him was that there was a saloon here, and he could get a drink. At the moment, Ferguson was the only customer in the bar. He sat at a table, idly turning over cards in a solitaire hand. From time to time, he emptied the whiskey glass at his elbow and then refilled it. He was young, somewhere in his 20s, and had long, fair hair that curled from under his hat and fell almost to his shoulders. He wore a black shirt with silver snaps and gray trousers tucked into high-topped black boots. His hat was white, almost snowy. A pearl-handled Colt rode in a low-slung holster on his right hip. No matter what his surroundings, Ferguson came off as something of a dandy. He looked even more like one in the rather squalid little saloon. Ferguson was here playing a waiting game, and his patience was running low. His mind wandered back to his last conversation with Cherokee Bob.
Make no mistake, kid. I'm fast with this Colt.
You can hook and draw, Mr. Ferguson, that's for sure. Best I ever seen.
It takes more than just speed, kid. It's not just the eye and the hand. You need heart. I didn't know that before. I do now, though, thanks to Frank Morgan.
I thought you hated him, Mr. Ferguson.
I do. I backed down from him once, but now I'm ready. And with your help, I'm gonna put a bullet in that son of a bitch.
You need my help?
Yes, I do. Morgan rode out of Weatherford, and I don't know where the hell he went. And Texas is a big place, boy. I'm not gonna ride around hoping I run into him. That's where you come in.
Oh, I'll do whatever you want, Mr. Ferguson.
Morgan is friends with that young ranger, Tyler Beaumont, who's still in these parts. I want you to keep an eye on Beaumont. Sooner or later, he'll lead me to Morgan.
I'll keep a close watch on him for you.
There's a little settlement just northwest of here. You know the place?
Yes, sir.
I'll wait there to hear from you.
I won't let you down, Mr. Ferguson.
See that you don't, kid.
Frowning down at the cards, Ferguson realized that the hand was blocked. He couldn't win at it. He swept the cards together into an untidy pile. When he tried to refill his glass from the bottle, only a few drops trickled out.
I'm empty here, damn it.
Hold your horses.
I can hurry you up a mite if you'd like.
Sorry. You want to keep running the tab?
Sure.
The bartender nodded and turned to start back to the bar. Ferguson let him get halfway there before the boredom got to be too much. Holding the Colt loosely on his thigh, he shifted the barrel a little and fired. The bullet shattered the empty bottle dangling from the bartender's hand. The bartender reacted more in surprise than pain and jumped higher than a fat man ought to have been able to jump. When he came down, he still had the busted neck of the bottle clutched in his hand. He swung around toward the table, breathing heavily as he did so. His eyes were still wide with fear, but something else lurked there too. Anger.
Think that was funny, do you?
As a matter of fact, I do. You hopped like a toad. Bet you never moved like that before in your life.
I thought for a second you'd killed me.
Well, I didn't. You ain't hurt, so leave me alone and let me get back to my drinking.
Not here.
What did you say?
I said you ain't drinking here. What did you think? That you could just waltz into a man's place of business and humiliate him, and that he wouldn't care? Well, by God, you can't. Not here.
You're booting me out of this flea-ridden pus-hole of a saloon?
Damn right I am. This place may not be much, but it's mine, damn it. I won't be humiliated in it.
You were humiliated just by being born, mister. And think how your mom must have felt when an ugly lump like you popped out of her.
That's it. I'm gonna shove this broken bottle up your... You killed me.
More than likely.
The wounded bartender tried to sit down at another table, but missed the chair and crashed into the floor. He sat there, leaning against the table leg, and clutched his belly.
Probably taking an hour or so to die. While you're doing that, you can think about how you never should have come at me with that bottle.
They'll hang you.
I don't think so. It was self-defense, pure and simple.
You bastard!
Ferguson turned smoothly toward the saloon and saw that somehow the mortally wounded man had found the strength to pull himself to his feet and reach the bar. Now the bartender had a sawed-off shotgun in his blood-smeared hands, and he was trying to bring it to bear on Ferguson.
Well, I was wrong. It didn't take him an hour to die after all.
When his gun was reloaded, Ferguson holstered it, caught up his horse's reins again, and swung up into the saddle. He was aware that people were watching him from the blacksmith shop and from some of the houses, maybe even from the churches. But nobody stepped out to try to stop him. If the sheriff of whatever county this was came looking for him, his claim of self-defense would be stronger than ever. After all, the bartender had come rushing out after him, waving a scattergun. What else could he have done, Ferguson asked himself, except hook and draw? He started to ride slowly out of town, heading down the road toward Weatherford. And as he did, he spotted a rider coming toward him at a pretty good clip. As he came closer, Ferguson recognized him as Cherokee Bob.
Damn it, Bob, you're getting dust all over me.
Oh, well, I'm sorry, Mr. Ferguson, but I got some news I thought you'd want to hear as soon as possible, so I rode right out here looking for you.
You found me. What's this news? Something about Ranger Beaumont?
Yes, sir, and about Miss Monfort, too.
If all you want to tell me is that those two have been sparking...
No, sir, it's more than that. They're getting hitched.
Married, you mean?
Yes, that's right. I heard about it while I was hanging around down at the courthouse. The wedding is 2 weeks from Sunday.
Well, what do you know?
Did I do the right thing, Chaz?
You sure did. This is mighty interesting news. You know what it means, don't you?
It means Frank Morgan is liable to show up in town again, don't it?
That's right. I don't reckon anything would stop Morgan from attending the wedding of his best friend. Do you?
No, sir. The Drifter will be there, and then you can kill him.
That's right. I might wait until after the ceremony's over, though. Let the sight of Beaumont get married be the last thing Frank Morgan ever sees before I send him straight to hell.